For decades, the congressional district on the north side of Chicago was Democrat Dan Rostenkowski's seat of power. Rostenkowski was reelected 18 times, and he rose to become chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. But the district voted Republican during the last congressional election. At that time, Rostenkowski was under indictment for corruption. A 33-year-old, Michael Flanagan, capitalized on Rostenkowski's troubles and surprised almost everybody by winning that election. This year, Illinois' 5th District is the kind of urban seat that Democrats feel they must win if they are to regain control of Congress. NPR's Edward Lifson reports the Republican incumbent is working hard to hold on to Rostenkowski's former supporters.
For the first time in 38 years, Rostenkowski is not running. He sits in a jail cell in Minnesota. But what's brewing sounds like a classic Chicago political battle, Flanagan versus Blagojevich. Flanagan's the one-term Republican congressman. Blagojevich, an Illinois state representative, is his Democratic challenger.
Hi, Rob Blagojevich. Nice to meet you. I'm running for Congress.
For Congress?
Yeah.
What kind of Congress?
U.S. Congress.
U.S. Congress?
Yes, sir.
Aren't you Mr. Blagojevich?
Yeah, Blagojevich.
Oh,
hi.
Well,
the Eastern Europeans in the district like Blagojevich's name, even if they can't all pronounce it. The name Flanagan is good for half a dozen points in northern Chicago, too, the experts say. Flanagan's a young attorney. He's now known in his party as the Rosty Killer. Democrats know him as the Accidental Congressman. He says, we beat the Democratic machine once, we'll beat them again.
Well, I know what's going to win this election, and that's talking to the voters, telling them about the constituent service, and of course, always, always, always making sure that they understand that I'm their servant in Washington. I work for them.
That's a big change from the style of Rostenkowski, who ruled here for 36 years in a more imperial manner. Many people in the neighborhoods felt that Rostenkowski had lost touch with their concerns. Today, people in the district seem to appreciate Flanagan's more common touch, and he was the only Republican to vote in 1995 against his party's budget resolution because it would have cut funding to urban mass transit. The conservative Flanagan can break ranks with his party to march in step with his constituents.
And if I'm doing my job right, I'm going to differ from Newt once in a while.
Most of Flanagan's votes have been with Newt Gingrich. It remains to be seen how well this will play in this mostly urban district. The district reaches from Chicago's lakefront, where many liberal voters live, out through the more moderate ethnic enclaves of the northwest side of the city, to the Republican-leaning suburbs near O'Hare Airport. The Republican rookies, Flanagan among them, now have records of their own to defend. Flanagan's anti-abortion. He voted to repeal the assault weapons ban and to support the Republican Medicare plan.
People in this district want less government, lower taxes, and want to be left free to raise their families, run their homes, without government interfering in weird and bizarre sorts of ways.
Flanagan and Blagojevich are the names on the ballots, and national pundits wonder what influence Newt Gingrich, Bill Clinton, and Bob Dole will have on the race. But locally, there's another figure behind the scenes whose presence demonstrates how politics works. It's Rod Blagojevich's father-in-law, Dick Mell. He's a powerful Chicago alderman, a longtime ally of the Daley family. Mell controls a political organization of more than 1,000 precinct workers, and they'll get Democratic voters to the polling places for Mel's son-in-law. The Democratic machine has also helped raise nearly $2 million for Blagojevich. It's about three times the money Flanagan has.
Now, WMAQ's Cameron and Langford.
Hi, everybody. Tonight, you're going to meet the two candidates for Congress from the 5th District, where Danny Rostenkowski used to rule.
This debate in some ways mirrored national strategies. Flanagan pulls out a copy of his Democratic opponent's voting record as a state legislator.
9 out of 10 times, you voted to increase taxes.
The Democrat says Flanagan distorts his record and then fires back with the same spin that Democrats are using all over the country to try to win congressional races this year.
9 out of 10 times, you voted with Gingrich.
The Republican repeats his charge.
You're a good liberal Democrat. There's nothing pejorative about that. That's not a bad thing to be.
It's not a good thing to be to win elections in most districts this year, including in this one. So the Democrat Blagojevich immediately makes it clear that he's for the death penalty, for tougher sentencing of criminals, and for school vouchers.
If you consider that liberal, fine. School vouchers is not exactly liberal. It's pretty conservative.
2 years ago, Flanagan lambasted Rostenkowski for routing federal pork projects to his home district. Now, campaigning at the American Legion post on Irving Park Road, Flanagan reminds the Legionnaires that he personally got $11.3 million in federal money to stop erosion on Chicago's lakefront. The Legionnaires are impressed, but the issue that really wins over this crowd is an amendment Flanagan co-sponsored, the Flag Burning Prohibition Amendment.
It is important that we protect our flag. It is important that we protect it and enshrine it in law.
These Legionnaires and their wives are in their 70s. Legion hats cover their white hair. The sign on the wall says $1 fine for not wearing your Legion hat. And they look up to the 35-year-old Flanagan. After all, he's their congressman.
Sure. He's my boy. I like the guy. He's honest and sincere.
So you're going to base your vote really on what, would you say?
I would say what he stands for. The flag, mostly. I just can't see the flag being treated the way it is.
The November 5th outcome in districts like this one could help change the makeup of the House of Representatives. Democrats will need to win in these neighborhoods that traditionally have voted for their party if they're going to take control of the House. The Republicans have more leeway this year. They could lose some of these urban races and still remain the majority party. A woman stands by the porch of her gray bungalow. This morning, Rod Blagojevich is campaigning door-to-door.
Hi. Can I introduce you to my wife real quick?
This woman is not interested. She's for the Republican candidate.
I'm going to vote for Michael Patrick.
Okay.
I do not want government to take care of everybody.
Do you think we should fund education more or fund it less?
Blagojevich thinks his promise to spend more money on public education will win him votes in this district. This woman has other ideas.
I think the kids should be told to study and not goof off.
Blagojevich steps down from the porch. He realizes he won't get this woman's vote.
And I am so happy that you came.
Yeah.
Because I have wanted
this meeting. Isn't
this great?
Isn't this a great country?
This
is a great country where somebody like you can talk to me and have disagreements, and I still think you're a great lady. Can I shake your hand?
Uh-uh.
Okay.
Very good.
To be a politician in campaign season is to be an optimist. Blagojevich hopes for a better opportunity at the next door.
Hi. Brock Blagojevich. Nice to meet you. Thank you very much for shaking my hand. This is my wife over here. Patty, say hi.
Hello,
and
Patty.
And this is our little baby, Amy, who, this is her first campaign appearance.
Oh.
We have a congressman right now who, in my judgment, doesn't represent our community. And I hope you can consider me.
I sure will.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being so nice. Thank you. And have a sponge.
A sponge? Blagojevich passes out sponges that have his name on them to indicate that he wants to clean up government. His campaign strategist thinks that's a stupid idea. But Blagojevich says the people love them. There is still great resentment here of government officials, and in this district, this year, that could work to the Democratic challenger's advantage, just as it did for Flanagan 2 years ago when he beat the seemingly invincible Dan Rostenkowski. In Chicago, I'm Edward Lifson reporting.